Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Continuing our series of interviews with Lansing area entrepreneurs, I want to bring in Justin Kane, co-owner and operating manager of Good Fruit Video. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how are you, Jack?
Just fine. Tell us about your inspiration in your business and exactly what you needed to get it off the ground.
Okay, well, I started a business a little differently than everyone else. I started a business because I was good friends with a guy named Dominic Carbone, and he owns several Hungry Howies, and he took me around with him, and we went to several Lansing school districts and read to small kids. And, you know, we just did this in the middle of the day because it was a good thing to do and we wanted to help people out. And so we just, you know, did that, had a great time, and I just understood that I wanted to do that more and I wanted to help out more people, you know, help out with fundraisers, help out in committees, help out in whatever I can in the community. And being able, or starting my own business and being able to, you know, walk out at noon and go help with the fundraiser or be able to write a check as a sponsor to some great event, that's what I really wanted to do. So I started this company called Good Fruit Video, which produces mostly online videos for, you know, businesses, nonprofits, that kind of stuff, and it's just it's taken off. And,
you mentioned wanting to have a good time. Hey, Scott, there's nobody in Lansing who likes to have a good time any more than Justin Kane, I can tell you. He majored in that, and he's also an extremely giving person. If there is a charitable organization or a cause in Michigan, chances are Justin isn't very far from the scene. You also have an inspirational story, and that makes this even more special. Can you share some of that with our listeners?
Yeah. In first day of fourth grade, I bent down and tied my shoe, and I had a massive brain hemorrhage caused by a cancerous brain tumor. And that I got rushed to the hospital, had emergency seven-hour surgery, and they weren't sure if I was going to survive. I had less than a 50% chance. And they took out the tumor. It was in my cerebellum, which affects speech and coordination. And so once I did survive that emergency surgery, I had to relearn to walk and talk and all those kind of things. And they weren't sure how much of that I'd really be able to get back. And being able to do that, and now being a, you know, being able to do that and working hard and just kept working every single day to better myself in whatever I could do. And it's gotten me to the point where today, you know, I have my company and I have my nonprofit, or it's turning into a nonprofit, and the fundraiser that I started. And, it's all because there's so many people that have helped me get to where I am today, and I want to be able to help as many people really fulfill their potential, and I feel like I can do that if I do these things for the community.
Whenever you see Justin Kane, chances are it won't be too long, and you'll see T.J. Duckett, and they make a very interesting pair. Obviously, you're a lot stronger. You have a lot more muscle, Justin, than TJ does. But
yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you two are working together and lunch with a purpose. Tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
Okay, well, Lunch with a Purpose is a little grassroots organization. That's what I was talking about. It's actually in the midst of becoming a 501c3. What happened was it was on Fat Tuesday, and TJ and I were hanging out and talking about, well, do we have to really give up something, or can we do something differently that we don't normally do? And we both love to help the community, so we thought, well, let's take our lunch hour this Thursday. Let's help out some nonprofits, some charity, and, you know, see where it goes.
So how do you start with three members, and now you've got 800?
Yep. Yeah, it's grown leaps and bounds, because the big thing about our community here is that there are a lot of people that really, really, really want to be involved and really, really, really want to help out. And it's not always obvious how they can do that without really, you know, without having to take time out of their work or without having to put several hours in a row to help out something or spend a lot of money for something.
So, where was your first meeting? Do you remember where you met the first time you got together?
Yeah, it was at the Ronald McDonald House in mid-Michigan.
Okay.
We cooked food there, and good food for families that were staying there. And the Ronald McDonald House is for families whose children are fighting life-threatening illnesses or whatnot at Sparrow Hospital.
And your family never had the advantage of a Ronald McDonald House when you were going through all your treatments, right?
Yep. When I had cancer and I was fighting for my life, there was no Ronald McDonald House here. And so my parents, they slept on the floor, and they slept in cots and in chairs so they could be by me. And I'm so thankful that now there's a place for families that are already going through such a traumatic time in their lives. They now have a place where they can, you know, get away from the hospital chaos for a little bit and, you know, sleep in a bed or, you know, have a home-cooked meal or whatever, do their laundry. It's a great organization, and we are very happy to help them out. And also the executive director, Lisa Ganas, is a good friend of mine, so it seemed like a pretty obvious fit for me.
All right. Now, these are Thursdays generally, correct?
Generally.
The meetings?
Yep.
Lunchtime. And where are some of the places that you have been, some of the organizations you benefited?
Oh, man, there's been so many. There's been the Ronald McDonald House, the McCree House, the City Rescue Mission. We've been to Boys and Girls Club, Potluck. We've done everything. Just last week we were marking rubber duckies for a big event that's happening at Potter Park Zoo to raise some money.
I know, American Red Cross, Angel House, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the list goes on and on.
Oh, it goes on and on and on. And we're so happy, but, you know, a lot of people... giving a little bit of time makes a huge difference. And we just want to keep on moving forward and keep on expanding and keep on helping more people. And the goal is that it won't just be Thursdays or it won't just be one day a week. The goal is it will be every day and there will be multiple things happening. And you can kind of pick and choose what you can do on the days that you can do them, what you want to go and you want to help do. Because, really, you know, this community has really turned around, and it's turned around business-wise,
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
turned around community-wise, and it's because there's a lot of people in this community that really care about where they live and really want to make this place, you know, shine.
Justin Kane, co-owner, operating manager, Good Fruit Video, and also a co-founder with TJ Duckett, Lunch with a Purpose. We have about 30 seconds left. Justin,
okay.
I want you to give young entrepreneurs one tip or piece of advice.
Okay. One tip or piece of advice is fear should always drive you. It should never hinder you. when you're starting out, you just got to keep going. You got to keep going. And once you've established yourself, you have to keep going, and you have to keep going. And you can never rest on your laurels, because if you're going to be successful and you're going to help the community that you live in, you have to be the best that you can be and always be improving on yourself.
Justin Kane never took no for an answer, a little bit like T.J. Duckett with 1 second left. He never accepted defeat.
Exactly.
Justin, thanks so much. We appreciate it, and good luck again with Lunch with a Purpose. We'll be right back on Ebling and You.